kind of following up with Pat Johnston and your sports at 7:15.
Oh?
We enjoyed all the sports scores and references to the games played and things of that nature, but we also appreciated the fact that you did have a chance to honor Angela Lansbury.
Yes.
She, of course, passed away at the age of 96 yesterday. And you related a sports moment that we enjoyed ourselves, and I'm quite sure that many of our listeners who remembered all the years of football broadcasting, including the great team of Pat Summerall and John Madden.
That's right, yes. And at the end of every 4 o'clock game, Pat Summerall would give you the CBS lineup for the night. So it would be coming up 60 Minutes, followed by Murder, She Wrote, except on the West Coast. Don't forget that. It was always except for the West Coast.
And somewhere along the line, it became noted and kind of famous, if you will,
that
Pat Summerall would include the pause.
Well, because there was a comma.
Because of the comma there. So he would, which reminds me, and you played very nicely.
Thanks.
That memory of Pat doing that very memorable reading of Murder with the pause, and then She Wrote. Do you also remember, and we'll use it this time, the funny story that came out of that with John Madden?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think I do. But
well, for those listeners that don't remember it, just because that
it's a good one.
That itself lent to a very funny exchange that John Madden, who was his teammate for so many years when doing an interview and was asked about that very thing. And John Madden remembered one time when it became comical. And here's how the story was related.
60 Minutes will be coming up following football, followed by Murder, She Wrote.
We would have bets on how long it's going to be between Murder and She. And it got longer and longer.
Then it's Murder, She Wrote, starring Angela Lansbury.
So we're doing a game, and there's a movie following the football.
Followed by part one of a CBS Sunday night movie, Gone with the Wind, starring Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. All coming.
I laughed so hard, I had to take my headset off and go out in the hallway.
Because Pat put the pause, Gone with the wind. And you could hear Pat Summerall. He was trying to say Vivian Leigh, and he almost couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it. That's because John Madden was just cracking up in the booth. I mean, all just because of some innocent way that he was actually doing it appropriately.
Yes, he was.
Putting the pause because of the comma. But it did become kind of a famous thing. And
it did.
It's just kind of fun to remember that with Angela Lansbury's passing because of her role in Murder, She Wrote.
I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah.
Watching the old movies as I have throughout my lifetime. I think her first movie that she did, if I read it correctly, was an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I think it was Gaslight, 1944. She was 19 years old, something like that.
I'll trust you on that.
But for me, and I think many of you have watched the movie, you would agree, one of her all-time greatest roles, besides Murder, She Wrote, and what she did, of course, the voice work that she did in so many things, including Beauty and the Beast, will always be her role in The Manchurian Candidate.
Oh.
It was disturbing. This is 1963 with Frank Sinatra. Disturbing role, just a twisted role, and she pulled it off magnificently, and she's awesome. So in case you guys have never watched that, somebody out there, if you've never watched The Manchurian Candidate from 1963, please do. And I can always say I was lucky enough, went to the old Redford Theater with my parents back in the 80s and watched that film for the first time, and that was cool to see it on the big screen.
It'll show you another side of Angela Lansbury that you never expect.
That's right.
From what you'd know from her later years.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, just a phenomenal actress. And, 96 years old.
Wow.
Quite a run.
It's a celebration of life when you hit 96 years old. And again, I think in just a few days, if I heard correctly, she'd have been 97.
Yeah.
So.
I've got to believe CBS Sunday morning probably will have a large expose on her, I'm going to guess. It's just a prediction.
They should.
Yeah.
If not, they better.